we're back with Tom, Adam, Debbie, and Justin.
Well, you don't... Look, you don't do my intro, okay? At the time of releasing this, we are either one or three episodes in. I'm not entirely sure. We're going to be mixing it around a little bit, shaking it up, and that's not how we're doing things.
Should talk about Dice Hospital first.
Fine, we can talk about Dice Hospital.
We can talk about Dice Hospital.
We can talk about Dice Hospital.
Sure.
We can talk about that all day.
I'd like to know about Dice Hospital.
Yeah, we can do that.
So this could just be the double episode.
Well, I don't want to set a dangerous precedent of us doing too much work here.
That's true. Fair enough.
Putting up too much content.
Work.
Look, man, you didn't spend 2 days editing this fucker.
No. At one point, we did have an argument about who was going to get to edit. Do you remember this?
It wasn't an argument. You wanted to do it.
Well, it wasn't an argument. You're right. But you remember when we were looking at how easy it is in GarageBand, and it was like, just click here, and you put the line, and then you click here, and you put the line, and it just magically, like, pours together, and both of us are like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, after doing it for, like, fucking 6 hours to get half an hour of half-decent stuff, and even then it's like,
It's pretty good.
It's all right.
Yeah.
We have places to go. Advancements to be made.
I don't think anyone would mistake us for a professional outfit, that's for sure.
Not at this point.
One day. One day.
That's right.
In only a world.
Internet celebrity Adam. Shit.
Barker.
Right. My bad.
We found yet another common theme.
Okay. Dice Hospital.
So, who do we got on the mic today? We got...
Justin.
Can you say that a little bit less like you have something stuck in your throat?
Sorry, I had something stuck in my throat. Justin.
We got...
Debbie.
We got...
Adam.
And we got Tom, your meeple master. Your, I don't know...
Master of meeples?
Master of meeples.
Yeah.
Your... Wait, is there something Elder Signy?
Or Dice Hospital-y?
Oh, shit.
Jumping the gun.
He's the Meeple Doctor.
The Meeple Doctor?
You are the Meeple Surgeon.
Do you want to be the Meeple Doctor?
Feel more like a surgeon.
Oh, wow.
I'm a specialist.
Do you want to reintroduce yourself?
Reintroduce myself as Dr. Justin Meeple Master.
Hashtag not a doctor.
Hashtag not a doctor.
Disclaimer. Yeah, disclaimer, not an actual doctor.
Remember, don't take any of our advice to heart.
Please, no.
Please, God, no. All right, so we are going to talk about Dice Hospital at Debbie's request. She was not here for playing the first shot of Dice Hospital. Dice Hospital, according to what I can find online, because it's not mine. Hashtag not my game. I didn't buy it. It's one of the ones from Adam's collection. It was a Kickstarter that was done in 2017 and actually got fulfilled just this year, looks like. Alley Cat Games. I think the Kickstarter edition, what did it give you?
Plastic ambulances, gave us a little hospital-themed dice tower made of cardboard, which was a nice touch. Wooden meeple tokens for some of the blood and the fatality tokens. Yeah, just all real, just general quality of life upgrades. Nothing that's a necessity to play the game, but just really nice components. It was definitely worth the kickstart.
The second you pulled it out, and I saw giant plastic ambulances.
Weren't those nice?
Oh, they were great.
Weren't they nice?
They were completely unnecessary. I'm like,
oh, absolutely.
The first thing I thought was this. Has to be a Kickstarter. Well, it says Kickstarter money written all over it.
Welcome to Adam's world.
Hey!
It's true. Yeah. But I mean, that is the common theme of Kickstarter products, is a lot of high quality, high production value, but completely unnecessary components.
Yeah, but some people, like myself, just enjoy a nice, blinged out, tricked out game.
I will admit, though, sometimes they do add value to the game because, A, you don't end up with a boatload of, like, crappy components that you can't really tell what they are, right? Because when everything comes out of a cardboard punch, right, they all look the same. They're all 2D. They're all, like, general shape, general color, right? So when you start to get into these, like, more detailed, like, coins specifically, that's Adam's biggest thing is coins and metal coins. He loves metal, but nonetheless.
Don't get me wrong. I love a nice metal coin. I understand, but It is just a common theme of Kickstarter stuff.
Look, using cardboard for things like coins and shit is terrible. Like, I think that anytime you can upgrade those things to something that has a better feel, like, the tactility is really, really, a necessary part of things. So, I mean, I don't really... I shit on Adam for a lot of things. That's not one of them.
That's right.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not shitting on the fact that you get it. It's just a hallmark of Kickstarter is you get those higher production values and stuff. You wouldn't see that.
It is.
Exactly.
And sometimes it is over... It goes too far.
Yes. There's some games that have very large, unnecessary miniatures. Boomini or not is...
Yeah, they're bad for that.
They're bad for that. With their recent Game of Thrones one, you could get a giant Iron Throne. It was like a foot tall, made out of plastic, and it did absolutely nothing. You just got it as a Kickstarter bonus.
You gotta figure out how to fit it in the box with the rest of the game so you can put it on your shelf.
Or where to display it.
Yes, sometimes the box is designed for the base components, and you're on your own for figuring out where those backer rewards go.
Oh, drives me nuts.
That's another thing that they seem to have changed recently in Kickstarters, is that you know, sometimes as you start getting all these incredible stretch goals, I think we could really do an entire goddamn episode on just Kickstarter in general. But I think that a lot of people or a lot of companies now, as you start getting more and more stretch goals, they start just releasing, here, one of the stretch goals is going to be a new box that you can fit the base game and all the Kickstarter components into, which is, I mean, storage solution, especially when you're getting Cool Mini or not, you know, 50 pounds of plastic, you need a place to put it all.
Scythe did that recently, didn't they?
Probably. Okay. I honestly don't know.
But we digress.
Yes.
What were we talking about again?
I was talking about the plastic, ambulances.
Yes. And how Justin knew that it was a Kickstarter because he saw the little plastic ambulances come out.
But aren't they nice, though? Doesn't it give you such a nice feel and such a nice
extra to the game? One of those weird things that I think... they hadn't have been cool plastic things, it definitely would have been it would have been slightly diminished, because there was something nice about being able to just drive those around.
Oh, I agree.
People are weird. Makes no difference to the actual game.
It's not
just
at
really,
all.
Just
not
really
at
fun. All. It's really fun driving little ambulances around. They have little numbers on the side, which are actually really important. And all the art style was pretty nice. Kind of like stylized people, very colorful, red, blue. Yellow.
Everything was quite clear where it belonged.
It was really. I thought they did a good job with like keeping the colors thematic, because you had like, you know, the red patients were generally, you know, intensive care patients that, you know, serious heart issues
they required surgery. They had to go to the OR.
Yeah.
Stuff that had to do with blood, getting blood everywhere, blood in your body.
And then
the yellow one was all about, like, poop and yellow stuff, pee,
urology. Poop is not yellow.
What was...
yellow was specialists. Yes. It was radiology,
that's right. Maybe I'm misremembering.
Yeah, there's like, yes.
Yellow was urology,
radiology,
the renal
specialists,
hepatology.
And then green were diseases and infections.
That's correct. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Gunk doctors.
I would not associate green with diseases.
Snot.
Just tons of snot.
Touché.
You've never had a toddler in daycare.
No,
we're all giant children here playing with giant ambulances.
That's right.
Yes.
That's also true. Beep, beep. Anyway, the general overview of the game, other than what we've talked about, is everybody gets a little board. Which is their hospital. They're all common. They all have the same layout to start with. You get a few nurses to staff the thing. Ambulances get piled up full of dice every round. And the ambulances get piled up every round with three patients in different colors in ascending order. So your lowest numbered ambulance has to have the lowest numbered patients on it going up. And as the game goes on, every round, people pick the ambulance that they want to try to treat. So higher numbers are better because they're easier to treat. So as soon as you treat a patient and it goes from 6 to, you know, what would be 7, they get discharged and you get points. Yay, because they're healed. Every round, anybody that you don't treat will end up going down, and you have a finite amount of room in your hospital. So if you have too many people, they just immediately die, and some people die because you neglected them, and some people die because of other things, and it's just a whole schmozzle.
It's a real cutthroat hospital where they've solved the bed crisis. By the second the hospital fills up, somebody's got to go to the morgue.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
Can I go to that hospital over there run by Justin? It seems like it's not very full. Fuck no. Fuck, that's not... I'm giving that son of a bitch any money?
Nope.
No.
You're going in the ground.
That's right. You're getting sent straight to the neglected patients phase of the round. And then out you go, toe tagged.
It was a very almost cynical look at the hospital system where you were encouraged almost to keep as many patients almost healthy for as long as possible, because you got bonus points for getting them all out at once. So if you looked at it cynically, you got extra points for keeping people sick and in your hospital paying you money for as long as possible.
The only other thing with how to play is, like, as you go through every round, the person who picks the lowest ambulance number in the round will become the first player, which is important for getting upgrades. So everybody gets to upgrade pieces of their hospital, getting better facilities, which allow you to treat more patients every round, or you can get more specialists, which do bonuses to blue or red or yellow, and they also give you another action for your round. Everybody does all their actions simultaneously after you pick all your dudes and get your upgrades, so the game kind of flows pretty naturally from there. And as soon as you treat a guy or girl or lizard man to above 6, they get discharged, or if they go and they get neglected, they go into the ground, into the old grave hole, and you get points based on how many people you've shoved out the door in that particular round, which, like Justin said, is pretty cynical. Which was like one of the weirdest things. I don't know if we've sort of gone off the rails on this already.
No, we're good.
There wasn't a hell of a lot going on in terms of, like, complexity in playing the game.
Pretty light. Yeah.
Yeah, so you roll some dice, you know, everybody will get an opportunity to roll some dice. Putting the dice in the ambulances is pretty fun. And then you crack some jokes about the little dudes that show up and put your heel in your guys and letting them die is, it's a pretty neat little puzzle.
I didn't actually have anyone die. Oh, my hospital was a well-oiled machine.
Well, look at you.
Well, I had quite a few people die. my hospital had a few hiccups.
And they were all human.
Oh, yeah. The lizard man thing was just a reference to Near and Far.
Absolutely, I'm just wondering how
all the patients are, and even says on the back of the box, literally dice.
It's true.
In very comical, well, at least attempting to be comical.
Yeah, that was an attempt for sure.
Yeah, it is kind of funny because the art on everything is quite cartoony, sort of, but it's also. It's almost a theme hospital kind of art style, but all the rooms are very real. So these are all very real urology rooms, radiology. Like, these are all very real hospital things, but the theme is very lighthearted.
And that's interesting, because to me, if you're, from my point of view, for somebody that works in healthcare and has an entire family that works in healthcare, these kinds of games, I think, can very easily be picked up by people in those kinds of fields, wondering if, you know, how real it is, right? Like, are we talking, does it make an entire schmoz of the medical field, or is there some reality to it, right? And I think that's just an interesting component.
All the nurses do start in the nursing lounge.
Wow. No, I think it's the nursing station.
Oh, the nursing station? Okay.
I was going to say, I apologize to every nurse I know for that.
To their credit, it looks like the nurse can do anything. So, I mean, that's not far off.
The nurse
can go to a surgical room and heal a guy.
Hey, mom. Yeah.
One of the things about this game is that it seems like it's trying to be, like, light and funny. But at the same time, I don't think it is. Like, it's, you're wondering how close it is to sort of reality. And I don't think it's far off. Like, other than it just being like a mercilessly brutal way of looking at things, where it's like, hey, here's an ambulance. Do you want the one that's full of super dying people, or do you want the ones they all have a cold and they're kind of hypochondriac?
Yeah.
You sometimes want to take the hypochondriacs because you need some money.
Yeah.
You
want to get. We're talking about all humans. We're not talking about, like, you know, I ran over a cat and I'm going to bring my cat to the hospital. And, like, there's no, it's not completely out of the realm of reality, which is.
No, like, and that's, it's weird because I think they were trying to go for it being a little bit more satirical and funny than it actually was. Because, like, you get a room and it's a surgical room. And you can heal 3 red dice plus 1. And if you use a surgeon. Yes, that's the word. Use a surgeon, doctor, man, woman.
Surgeon, doctor. Doctor. Doctor.
I'm surgeon, doctor, man.
Hashtag not a doctor.
If you use them, then they get to, like, bump another red dice up by 1. And so they're just, like, they're just better at it than most people. So, I don't know. It's, I feel like the art style and the whole premise is trying to be funnier, but none of the, like, mechanics actually bear that out, other than, like, hey, the truck's here. Yeah, we don't have room. Just throw 2 bodies in the dumpster.
I think that's almost where the satire comes from, though, is it literally treats all your patients as numbers, where, I mean, that's kind of a morbid joke about the healthcare industry.
That's a very American healthcare
system. Yeah, and it is a very, it feels like a very American healthcare system where the second the beds are filled up, they have to go one door or the other.
I just
wonder if they're, I don't know how to do this, but, like, I feel like there should have been something in there to sort of bear that out, because there's only really, like, that first part of it where, like, yeah, we don't have any beds, you're dead. Or, like, you know, hey, so we got some guy who's really healthy and you're not doing so well, so you're out. Something about it. It was fun, like.
Yes.
Like, I think you mentioned earlier, one of the weirdest things for me was you get more points for busting more people out the door. Like, it doesn't matter. If you're able to get 3 dudes out the door every day, you're pretty good hospital, right? Like, you're healing sick people. But you're not going to win because, like, some other guy has built up 12 people and they're all healthy in the very last round and he's managed to bust them all out the door at the same time, which doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe it makes sense to some place where the system's different, but it doesn't make any sense to me why that would be better than just being a consistently good hospital.
It makes sense from a gameplay perspective, but not from a logical hospital perspective.
Not from a logical hospital, but also not even from, like, a satirically...
Yeah, I agree.
Fun hospital, think, yeah, like, a satirical hospital, like, I don't know.
Thematically, it just kind of...
Yeah.
It shifts from the gameplay a bit.
It was just a bit of a weird thing. Adam here was dropping people left and right. I lost a few souls. Justin managed to keep his running well enough until, like, the last round where he just busted 8 people out the door and you get a bunch of points. And it seems weird to me that that's a great achievement, because all he did was, like, keep a few people going out the door every round, kept a few people just barely hanging on, just, like, didn't quite discharge them fast enough.
Yeah.
I guess that's funny, but... Like, this poor guy, he's like, yeah, I just had a bit of the sniffles. It's like, well, we're going to have to keep you here for a month.
We're going to have to keep you for observation.
And well, I'm sorry, bill. Mr. Trask. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer for that x-ray. And it's like, I don't know why, like, it makes sense from a gameplay perspective because you need some way to, like, give out different numbers of points. But, like, why that would be a good thing? Why having 12 people going out your door? That just sounds like a fucking mountain of paperwork. Like, your nurses would hate you if your entire department started discharging in all at once.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like a nightmare. And it also sounds like you just wouldn't be getting paid from anybody. So it just doesn't make sense. Like, everything else kind of lined up. Except for that, and that was kind of my only major problem with it, I guess.
I can see where you're coming from there.
I think without, maybe I don't take as critical a stance on the realism, I guess. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I got slow. Well, just crushed.
Oh, man.
In the game.
I don't know if there was some infection going through your hospital or...
yeah. The Adam disease.
Yeah, it probably was.
Was old Monterey Jack doing some...
Cthulhu was ripping his way through.
Did you guys hire Dexter Drake to be your magician?
I feel like we might have.
Regardless, surgeon Dexter Drake.
That's right. Regardless of how bad I got spanked in that game, I still enjoyed myself. Like every round, I was like, "Man, I think I can actually maybe do something." And then about three quarters of the way through the round, I was like, "Nope, we're gonna have a couple more fatalities here." but at the end of the day, I still found myself like at the end of the game, I found myself wanting more. I was like, "Man, I could easily play this again right now." If we just, you know, reset everything to base and spooled it up again, I would have no problem with it whatsoever.
Yeah, I liked that as well. Like, I it's the same. I wanted to play it again the second we finished. And part of it was you get to develop your hospital. So every round you're able to pick either a new lead doctor or an extra wing to your hospital. And then that stays there. So I liked just having my tiny little like community hospital develop into this sprawling thing that I couldn't use half the rooms, but when I could, it was just amazing. The math was there. It was in my hands.
Would you get game fatigue? Is it a kind of game where you played it a couple times and it would, like, once you master it, and it's just the same? Or is there a mechanism of
I don't know, because randomness. Each of the rooms is random. Like, every round you'll get two rooms and two specialists that you can choose from. Mm-hmm. So,
number of players plus one.
Yes.
So we were playing a three-player game. So, this is an important caveat to
that's
throw in there.
That's right. Because it's N minus one for specialists, N minus one for rooms.
Yeah, so there's four things.
Plus,
like for,
plus one.
No. So total, you end up with four things.
But because they're random, it's different every time. You're not going to be able to make the same choices every time.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to,
and you might, because each of the dice is, there's three different colored dice. You don't know what ambulances mm-hmm. are going to fill up and which one you want to take. For some of the rooms, they really specialize on taking low dice and just pumping them up straight up from like 2 to 7 and just getting them out the door. So I think there's a lot of viable strategies that'll prevent fatigue. I mean, I think fatigue can show up on any game eventually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
This one, I think, will have a fair number of good playthroughs.
Yeah, I think that there's enough randomness in it between the dice. Like you said, the dice. Like, what are my ambulances going to look like? Maybe, you know, maybe there's just an absolute disastrous roll at one point where you have multiple ambulances that are just full of dice that are showing one pip. And you're like, ooh. Like, and then somehow all of those ambulances end up at my hospital. It's great. I do feel that there's enough variance. Yes, for sure. At some point, I have no doubt that people will start to get fatigued on this. I think that can be said about just about any board game. And it's...
Not Twilight Imperium.
Never Twilight Imperium. Jesus. Play that.
Can't wait till we play that one.
In fact, you do have to play that all day. But I was thinking to myself, I could play that all day. And it's like, wait, you do have to.
You will.
Yeah. There's enough there to get a really, you'll get your money's worth and then some out of this game.
Yeah, no, I wasn't trying to imply that I hated the game. I quite liked it. I think I agree with you guys. You know, rolling dice is always fun. The dice tower didn't really help at all.
You had to
cut out the end of it because it fits 12 dice. Like, perfectly, which doesn't make any sense for trying to, like, extract them out. So the dice tower is a bit of a, I guess. I mean, just roll the stupid dice. You're not missing out on anything. You are missing out on the ambulances if you didn't get the Kickstarter edition, but the dice tower is no big deal.
Well, plus, I think this is a game that could really benefit legitimately from a dice tower from Wheatland Woodworking.
from Wheatland Woodworking.
Wheatland Woodworking.
That's right. The Wheatland Woodworking.ca. He'll ship anywhere.
But yeah, I thought it was fun. You know, you get to roll some dice. You build up your hospital. Get some quite colorful individuals to help you run your hospital. You get some administrators, which can get you extra points. You can get specialists, which are like the green and the yellow and the red variety, which, like all hospitals, you know, you get those three. They're all very colorful. They're all very, you know, different.
Pretty.
Yeah, they're all different versions of like doctor stereotypes for the most part. You know, here's the old dude, the guy that's been there forever. He works in the yellow department.
They did have a triage nurse though, so not all the specialists were doctors.
So yeah, there's a lot of variety there. My assumption is that all the pictures come from like Kickstarter backers or
they had that look.
Some of that name. Yeah, it's always sort of that. We wanted to make this look really stylized, but also had pictures of everybody, so deal with it. So yeah, it was nice. It was a fun little game, and like I'll mostly just echo what the guy said. I mean, I'd play it again. Yeah, had a good time. It's light enough. It's another one of these ones that kind of suffers from an overly verbose rule book. Really need better rule books, guys. Some sort of like learn to play thing. Like follow. If you're listening to this and you're trying to develop a board game, please make a learn to play thing, which is like a page, and then you can stick all your fucking rules into your 38-page manual for your 20-minute game. There's no reason to have Justin reading a rule book verbatim for 15 minutes. It's insane.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to echo a little bit on that rule book where it really needs to be two parts. One part is the very verbatim find all the loopholes back part that you can rule lawyer over for days if you really feel like it. But with a lot of these simple games, like the rules for this game could have been roll your dice, put them in the ambulances in numerical order. You choose an ambulance, take those dice, put them in your hospital. And that's pretty much it. And then assign your dudes to the hospital. Instead, it was probably about four pages going over all these points that you could have put in a single paragraph.
Like, Fantasy Flight has been making really good rule books, which are the style of Learn to Play and your rules reference guide. They've been doing this for like a couple of years now. Like, this Kickstarter only came out last year. I don't understand why this is still a thing, but I guess, like my job, when it comes to getting stuff out the door, the documentation definitely comes last. So just a complaint there. I mean, it's not something that most people are going to run into more than once, because once somebody knows how to play the game, you're good to go. But man, it's a pain in the ass when you're trying to get these things going.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, that rule book. Real snoozer. Thumbs down, Dice Hospital rule book.
Six thumbs down.
Who's got their thumb up? Fucking Dexter Drake.
God damn it.
God damn it, Dexter.
So final thoughts. Do we want to give this any sort of a rating? Do we want, like, how do we want to close this out, I guess, is the real question. Again, I know I gave a number-based rating in the first episode, but I seem to have been the only one. Is that something we want to go with?
I'm going to go with a thumbs-based reference.
Sure. Okay.
That's very general. Just to be of difficult.
Sure.
Adam's gonna go with a number based reference. Justin's doing some thumbs. I'm a keeper or not keeper.
No, I think that there's gray areas, and I think that the gray areas need to be explored. Personally, I don't know. I didn't play the game, so at this point in time, my opinion really doesn't matter.
Debbie really likes to get into those gray areas.
I do. You either
sort
sometimes
them out.
You really like something, and you're like, man, everybody should play that. And sometimes you're like, yeah, you know, it was good. Like, I'm good with it. I'm cool with it.
I think between the three or four or how three plus, one plus ratings that we're going to be giving things in general here. I think it's probably my perspective is I have too many games already.
Nobody can see your finger pointing.
I'm pointing because it makes me feel better.
Tom is now pointing at the shelves.
Overabundance.
Of board games.
Look, I'll take a picture of these and put them up on the website when such a thing exists. But there's like 300 games here. I don't, you know, I'm just trying to figure out which ones to get rid of to make room for the ones that I've just bought, which happened at time of recording. A box showed up at my doorstep with a game I bought because it was on sale. I've heard it's really cool.
Can't beat a sale.
This is a problem we have. The reason I'm going with, like, a keeper or not keeper situation is just because, like, am I ever going to play this again? I think I would play Dice Hospital again. Like, if... I mean, it's not my game. But if you guys were over, you know, or Debbie brings her brother who's also in the medical field, it's like, hey, I think this is something you guys might like. Don't worry about the rule book. It's a piece of shit. I'll teach you how to play. Right? I think that's how I'm going to approach things for the most part.
That's fair.
Adam?
That's fair enough. I would play this game again right now, really, given the opportunity.
Well, you didn't bring it.
No, I didn't.
So...
No. Well, because we were on to something else for the time being. I would definitely play it again. I would play it again in a heartbeat. It wouldn't take any real effort. My criticisms of it are, one, the rule book, of course. Two, it can feel a touch light at times, like it was discussed in depth in the review. I mean, there is something to be said about just keeping guys at a very stable but not healthy level, and then all of a sudden trying to force as many out the door in one fell swoop as possible. That kind of, I don't want to say it upsets me, but it's just like, there needs to be something better. There needs to be a better way or a mechanic put in place to stop that. But all in all, number-wise, definitely like it's a very solid 7.5 out of 10 for me.
Would you say that it kind of loses the theme at that point?
A bit, yeah.
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 So it kind of stays on point with theme until it comes to scoring.
Absolutely. Up until the very end, which is frustrating, I guess, because it's like, you know, you're playing it and you're loving it. I'm like, man, this is so good. It's hitting all the right buttons. Like, things are going great. And then it's like, well, I could ship this guy who's really only has like a runny nose. It's like, I could punt him out the door right now. But if I hold on to him for a few more days...
If I hold on to him for a few more days and send some of these sick people to the graveyard, I can make an extra 15 points, and who gives a shit if I've killed a couple people?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I suppose that would be my pretty much my only qualm with the game is that, yeah, if this is a sensitive subject to you, then, yeah, you're not going to really enjoy that aspect of the game.
Putting people in the ground is sensitive.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes. Like, or, like, if you've had something, like, in the medical bad experience in the medical field, this is going to touch the wrong buttons.
Absolutely.
If you're able to just completely separate yourself from that, and as the game says, look at these things as only numbers, then you're going to be more okay with it.
There's some tongue-in-cheek aspect to that, like from the medical point of view. I can see how it happens in the States. It doesn't happen nearly as much in Canada, but it does happen in the States, where it is easier and it is monetarily advantageous to hold on to a what we call a well patient. Because it's easier. So for me, I think it's tongue in cheek. I think it's cheap. I don't like the idea of it, but maybe they were going for that reality. I don't know.
Yeah. That is kind of, I think as we've talked about, it's kind of that interesting, they didn't go full satire with theme hospital. You're coming in with gas head and you need to be deflated. So it's kind of trying to, you know, have its cake and eat it too, which doesn't always work out. But on a pure review standpoint, I would definitely play it again. It's definitely, from my point, I would suggest... I would put games in a would recommend or not recommend category. Maybe a solid thumbs up. Maybe not two thumbs up. It's not, like, that good yet. But I would definitely recommend it. It's got very simple rules once you have somebody to explain them to you, and you don't have to read the manual ever again.
So then to quantify your thumbs up versus two thumbs up versus whatever, people need something to compare it against. So how many thumbs are you giving to Near and Far?
Oh, that would get no thumbs.
Zero.
That would be a thumbless review. That's very mediocre. I don't hate it. It's not a thumbs down.
Okay.
And I couldn't recommend it, though.
So it's just a flat, no-thumbed review.
It's a flat, no-thumbed review with near for near and far. For this this is a solid one thumb up. I would recommend it. I would definitely play it again.
Okay. You wouldn't buy it.
I wouldn't buy it because I also have too many games already.
Yeah, okay.
And I have three friends with many games.
Got it.
But it's a game that I might buy. I can see playing it with my family, since generally they prefer a lighter experience. And my sister's also a nurse, so she might also enjoy that aspect of it.
Get a giggle out of it. Any final thoughts on Dice Hospital? Finger gun.
Debbie Finger Guns.
Debbie Finger Guns.
Is finger gunning it up. It was good. I liked it.
Wow. All right.
Sorry. I don't have any poignant final thoughts.
Just fucking deflate right at the end there.
Just like that head deflator, which gas they don't head. Have in the game.
Gas head.
Gotta gas deal head. With that gas head before it gets out of control.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what that means.
Theme hospital.
Okay, there's a video game called Theme Hospital where you build a hospital and it's filled with stupid people.
Okay, got
it. Yes. We have something similar to that on Steam. It's called 2 Point Hospital. It's on mm-hmm. my Steam account. It's fun.
Spiritual same thing. Successor of Theme Hospital.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. It's more in depth than Theme Hospital, but it's like there's a lot more to do. There's a lot more to manage, which can get frustrating at times. It's like fuck. Just I don't want to hear about how unhappy you are with your job. If you don't like it, then just fuck off. I'll hire somebody new.
So, any final thoughts on Dice Hospital? Good. It's good.
It's good. I would recommend it. Yeah, if you like rolling a lot of dice and you enjoy hospitals, pick it up.
If you like rolling dice and letting people die, right in your wheelhouse.
So, Tom, are you gonna hold on to this one?
It's in my collection.
It's not in my.
But if it were in your collection, would you hang on to it? I guess if that's gonna be your.
If it were what I thought I already said it. I thought I said it was a keeper.
Oh,
did you? I didn't hear.
I don't remember hearing that either.
I thought you just said that. You that was your review was going to be keep or toss.
Fine. If this were in my collection, which it is not, well, for one thing, it wouldn't have those cool ambulances. So I don't know.
Would that sway your opinion that much?
I don't know.
I can see it swaying.
I don't know. Some
if I had the choice, I would definitely take the cool ambulances.
Well, obviously. I mean, if you had the choice between cool ambulances or not cool ambulances, I mean, anybody would take the cool ambulances.
You'd be an idiot to not pick cool ambulances in that situation.
But the question that's posed here is the plastic ambulances really that important that they would change your entire opinion of the game?
They wouldn't change my opinion. But I would find it hard, now that I know they exist,
I would find it
incredibly hard to buy a version without them.
There you go.
Personally.
There you go.
Find somebody with a 3D printer and make your own.
Yes. Ding, this ding. Episode brought to you by 3D printers.
This episode brought to you by our friend Lanny, who owns a 3D printer. Who's going to be printing us ambulances.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I would keep this around if it were in my collection. It is not. It is not part of the multi-headed hydra that lives downstairs. So yeah, I enjoyed it. I would keep it around. Anybody in the medical profession that, you know, wants to try out a game, like, I would play this with my wife's sister, who is also a nurse. God, they're just everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Just everywhere.
Medical field is very big.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. The more you know. Yeah, don't touch doorknobs.
Or your mouth.
Don't touch doorknobs, then your mouth. It's fucking gross. Anyway, that's my review. I would keep it around.
Public transit.
Any final thoughts from anybody?
Just final plugs, things to plug. I'm going to plug the stream again. twitch.tv/forthewin, FORTHEWHYN. Streaming often. The schedule right now is in this constant state of flux. One thing that is remaining constant, however, is Tuesday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Come check it out. We got all kinds of shit on the go there. Also, coming in late January, early February, forthewin.com is going to be released. We're in the process of building it up right now. This is another way for you to get access to the podcast. We'll have a link to the podcast on the website. It's more about me, more about streaming. etc., etc.
Me, me, me. Yep. All I want to do is plug Adam.
Love it.
It's plugging him every single time.
Love it.
Please don't plug my husband.
Just plugging him, plugging him, plugging him. I don't have anything yet. Hopefully, at some point, we'll have a website for the podcast, but it'll definitely be linked by Adam here. So when that comes at you, we'll make sure to be let it known. Although I have a hard time believing that you have found this in any other manner. If you liked what you heard, rate us on whatever platform you are on. It's probably iTunes, so 5 stars. 5-star reviews, write something nice. If you don't have something nice, don't say anything at all. That's the best for everyone.
Or just fake it. Just say something nice anyways. 5 stars.
Excellent life advice as well.
Fake it till you make it.
I was going to go with the don't say anything, but yes, that also.
All right.
This is all good advice. Fake it till you make it. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. At some point we might have some way of helping out with the production of this show, but that's not happening yet. Yeah, the other thing is the Twitter I don't use, at Team Rage Tom. Yeah. Team Rage TOM. You can find me there. I don't say anything until, you know, maybe I'll have to at some point, grudgingly. Adam's at For the Win. Yeah, at some point we might want to make a podcast account for this, but that's, you know, problem for another day. If you like what you see, like and subscribe. 5 stars on iTunes. Leave a fun review. Listen to the next podcast whenever we release it. Tell your friends. Tell anybody that you know to listen. Tell your enemies. Tell your enemies. And next time we will be reviewing Elder Sign, and we'll be hearing a great recipe from Justin for Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
Keep your hands away from your mouth when you're talking. Mm. Just in general.
Hands are dirty. Don't keep them near your orifices.
Yeah. Just...
That's also why I have like a death grip on my chair. So I don't start tapping.
Just some good advice for everyone out there. Don't put your fingers in your mouth. They're disgusting.
It's true.
You don't know... You may have washed your hands when you came out of the bathroom, but you don't know if the guy before you washed their hands when they came out of the bathroom. That's why you got to use a towel when you open the... And when you touch the faucets, just wear gloves.
You should probably just wear gloves and a mask at all
times.
Don't
go outside, because the outdoor... That's where all the people are. They're now fucking remember, gross.
Dice Hospital, don't go outside.
Or you might end up in one of our hospitals. Don't you put it in your mouth.
It's a very Canadian thing, for the record. If anybody is listening to this,
no one's going to hear this part. Okay, I'm cutting all of this.